for Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum standing in his half of the Jotham Down store, talking on the telephone. Listen.
Now, how's that, Mr. Douglas? The car's in worse shape than you thought it was, huh? Well, no, I don't know how you can get in touch with Dr. Grill now. See, he's on his way to Washington. No, he never told me where he's going to stay there. Yeah, well, I'll more than likely hear from him before long, though. See, we're keeping a box for him here at the store, and he said he'd get in touch with us later. No, if I was you, I'd go right ahead and fix everything that needs fixing, because I'm sure that that's what he'd want you to do. Oh, well, he'll be good for the money, all right. He paid us for storing that box I was telling you about, so I know he's got money. Now, Granny, wait a minute. I got to hang up Mr. Douglas because I see Abner coming, and he'll get mad at me for using his half of the telephone. Well, I ain't got time to explain to you now, Mr. Douglas. Yeah, I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Cut down the old pine tree. Aye, Doggies, it looks to me like a certain varmint I know standing awful close to the telephone. He's been using my telephone receiver without asking me. He's going to get a lump right on top of his head.
Geraldine, you're a good, honest cat with a good set of eyes in your head. Have you saw anybody using anybody's receiver? You never, huh?
It's a lucky thing you never, Geraldine. That's all I've got to say.
You know, Geraldine, some folks are just natural, suspicious by nature, looks like. Never think a good word for their feller man. All are studying up something bad about them. They see you with a used match in your hand, they're sure you just burned down a house somewhere. If they see you...
Here,
with...
take this.
Huh? What's that?
It's a note I wrote to you just now. I ain't speaking to you, so I have to write whatever I've got to say to you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Dear Mr. Edders, being as how we...
Get on that, sir.
Being as how we... Jennings, I can't make out this hen scratching.
That's being as how we ain't speaking.
Is that what it says?
Yes, sir.
Being as how we ain't speaking, I take my pen in hand, I suppose it is.
Natural.
To ask, what's that next there?
Let's see. To ask you.
To ask you if we can stop not speaking to... Granny sits writing.
To one another for 5 or 10 minutes to discuss something.
Your friend.
I crossed that out to the line through there.
Yeah, see the line draw through there. Just sign Mr. Peabody.
Yeah.
Well, I reckon that's fair enough, Mr. Peabody. Just what is it you want to discuss?
Well, it's that box, Mr. Edders.
You mean that box that Dr. Grill left with us, Mr. Peabody?
That's the one, Mr. Edders. The one that's sitting right back there in the feed room.
Well, what is it you want to discuss about the box, Mr. Peabody?
Mr. Edders, I want to know what's in it.
Well, Mr. Peabody, you heard what Dr. Grill said. He said, don't monkey around with that box. Just leave it be.
I know it, and that's what's got my curiosity so roused up. If he hadn't said that, I wouldn't know or thought a thing about what was in there, Mr. Edders.
Well, Mr. Peabody, to be right honest, that's been bothering me a little bit, too.
It has?
Yeah.
Well,
Ever since Dr. Grill told us not to ask what was in there, I've just been dying to know what's in that box.
I know, Islam. Why don't we just take just a little peek in there?
No, we can't do that.
But we can nail it back up again. He'll never know the difference.
Yeah, but I don't think we are to.
Well, he's on his way to Washington. He won't find out about it.
He told us not to, though. Paid us good money to keep that for him, so we're obligated to do what he says.
Yeah, I don't see how just one little peek would matter, though. I don't see how there'd be anything in there that would matter whether we looked at it or not, for that goes.
Well, what do you want to look at it for, then?
I'm just a dead blame curious, that's why.
Well, I am, too, but I still think we ought to keep our hands off in that box. Don't forget, curiosity killed a cat.
Well, I know I won't.
I say, don't forget that curiosity killed a cat.
I don't recollect that. When did that happen?
Well, I don't know when exactly.
Whose cat was it?
Well, it weren't nobody's cat necessary.
Oh, just a stray, huh?
Well, I don't know.
Well, if you don't know where it happened or whose cat it was, Lom, I don't see how you can lay the blame on the curiosity. It might have just died from old age. Did you see the cat with your own eyes?
Abner, the cat I'm talking about is a hypothetical one.
Well, no wonder it died with such a thing as that.
No, I mean, it ain't a real one. It's just one that you make up in your own mind so you can make up a saying about it.
Wait just a minute. You mean that you made up this whole thing? The very odd. Is a grown man like you going around spreading such rumors as that?
I ain't spreading no rumors.
You admitted yourself you just made it up.
Oh, for goodness sakes. All I was trying to do is just point out to you that curiosity can get you into trouble if you ain't careful.
Well, I can see that. What you said about that cat's true. Just exactly what was a cat curious about?
Well, that's beside the point. It could be most anything.
Lom, you're trying to keep something from me. Now, you tell me what he was curious about.
Abner, I'll tell you if I can, but I can't.
Ain't it nice?
Well, sure it's nice. But it's just another hypothetical case like I was telling you about.
Doggies, there must be an epidemic of that stuff around here. We better watch Geraldine pretty close, see if she don't get it. Come here, Geraldine. Here, kitty. Come here, Geraldine. Let me have a look at you. How do you tell if they got that hyper stuff on?
All right, Granny's Abner, that 5-minute discussion period's up. From now on, we go back to not speaking. And what a relief that's going
to
be.
Well, wait a minute. We ain't decided yet what to do about that box.
There ain't nothing to decide. Just let it be.
Just let it set back there, you mean?
Why, sure.
Nobody's just going to drive me plumb crazy, I can tell you that.
Well, just don't think about it. Keep your mind off of it.
I can't. That's the trouble. That thing's been on my mind ever since we helped Dr. Grill carry it in here.
Well, there's nothing to worry about.
Well, I ain't worried, exactly.
All that happened is this. A fellow was driving through here on his way to Washington, and his car broke down. He couldn't wait for Mr. Douglas to repair his car, because he had to be there Monday morning. So he taken the train. And he couldn't take a box that big on the train with him, so he left it here with us for safekeeping. That oughtn't to give a body cause to worry.
Yeah, but why did he tell us not to look in it? And what kind of a doctor is he anyway? Fact is, I got my doubts if he is even a doctor. He weren't carrying no little black bag and never smelled like pills or nothing.
Well, there's different kinds of doctors, Abner. They ain't all medicine doctors.
What other kinds is he? Well, there's horse doctors. I don't believe that box big enough to have a horse in it, though, Lom.
Sometimes when a fellow goes to college long enough, they get to be a doctor of scientifics or a doctor of astronomical nurse.
Huh?
Well, something like that.
Is that what you take a fever with?
I don't know.
Oh.
Sorry I even tried to say it.
Yeah, I am, too. I'd love to know what it was.
I believe I could rack it up and break them again and do a better job, though.
Well, that's all right. I wouldn't understand it no way. I never heard of that kind of a doctor. I never have had that astronomical stuff.
Well, anyway, there's different kinds of doctors, and there's no sense in your worrying about that box no more. If it had dynamite or something like that in it, He wouldn't be toting it around in his car.
Dynamite?
Well, wait now. Take it easy. I never said it had dynamite.
Oh, Lordy, I hope not. Not right here in the same store with it.
I know it ain't nothing dangerous. You can tell by looking at Dr. Grill, he was a harmless sort of a feller.
He was.
He weren't big enough to do nothing mean to nobody.
No. Doggies, reckon what is in that box, though. Now, just what could be in there, Lord?
I don't know, Abner. I've thought about it and thought about it, but I just don't know.
Reckon it could be a player pioneer.
Well, it ain't quite big enough for that.
It's heavy enough, I believe.
Yeah, but what would anybody be taking a player pioneer clean to Washington for?
Well, they more like they enjoy music there, same as any place else.
Well, I know it's not that. I thought it might be some kind of a new skyrocket jet convulsion airplane. Just a motor of
it. Wait a minute, I believe that's all right. Go ahead and answer it, Lom. I'll let you use my half the phone if you want
to.
Oh,
thank you.
That's all right. Help you out.
Well, hello, jot 'em down, store. North half speaking.
That was a flare pan. I got a roll for it at home.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Douglas.
Tissue paper, them little holes punched in it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're keeping a box that belongs to him. Why? Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter, Long?
Mr. Douglas just found an old newspaper in Dr. Grill's car showing the ruins of a store building that Dr. Grill blowed up in Kansas City.
Blowed up? Oh, my goodness, Lai. We better get that box out of here before it's too late.
Listen again for Lum and Abner and their three rings on the Pine Ridge party line. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Gene Baker speaking. This is the American Broadcasting Company.